Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsom. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Clift reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to third. Williams moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts for an out with unknown description. Swift moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsome hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to third. Spence moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Finney scores. Spence moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsome covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsome covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cullenbein is hit by the pitch. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullenbein moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Grace moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr bunts for an out with unknown description. Williams moves to third. Tabor moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Tabor scores. It's Browns, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-1 in the game. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riba for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Joe Graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graces 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Cullenbine scores. Grace moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to third. Berardino moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Mike Riba. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Tom Carey pinch runs for Johnny Peacock. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Carey moves to second. It's Browns, 7, Red Sox, 7. Bill Trotter now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence is hit by the pitch. Carey moves to third. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey now playing shortstop. Nels Potter now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Grace reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Mickey Harris now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio now playing center field. Stan Spence now playing right field. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Bob Swift. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Locatello moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-5 in the game. Hefner bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Locatello moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Clift reaches second base with a double. Locatello scores. Lobbs scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 12-11, Browns. Jack Wilson now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hefner scores. Clift moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 13-11, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. 2 outs. It's 14-11, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 16-11, Browns. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 16, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Maury Newlin now pitching. Rick Farrell now catching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 3 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.